Yeah, you're right.
Annie, obviously not the result you guys were after, but must be pretty happy with the fight you showed out there today.
Yeah, look, I think losing a couple early ones and Ports and I being able to stable the innings was good in the end, and us still batting our 50 is really important as well to the team.
Yeah, tell me a bit about how it was coming on out there.
Look, it was interesting. It was quite hard. They bowled really well and to their field, so it was quite hard to get away there, but I think just turning over the strike and getting up and down was the key.
Was it one of those wickets, because I guess we saw like Cookie and Yates, you kind of put on the partnership in there too, and once you got in you started to feel a bit more comfortable?
Yeah, definitely. Once you're getting in, it gets a lot easier and you seem to be able to find those gaps a bit better, but kudos to them. They bowled really well into their fields.
For you, I guess, personally, how nice is it to start making a few runs in Meteor's colours?
Oh, it's always good to make a few. Definitely not the outcome that we were after, but, yeah, as long as everyone's still improving and Cookie's making runs as well, so hopefully all these performances can string together for a win.
Is it, like, how important is it to have the tail chipping in when you kind of lose a couple of crucial wickets on the top end?
I think it's so important, and our team, everyone bats well to the end, and so you kind of have faith in your teammates. If it's not your day, that it will be somebody's day, and yeah, hopefully that will lead to a win down the track.
Talk to us about the positives that you guys can take out of this weekend. It's the first time you've made 200 plus yesterday. It's the first time you've batted to 50 on Sunday. Sorry, today is the first time you've batted to 50 overs. That's little sorts of things that you can work on going forward now.
Yeah, definitely a lot of little wins for us. There's quite a few injuries running around at sort of the end of a tough pre-season and tough year. So hopefully we can come back in the new year and really string together a good performance, but, you know, work on these positives still.
When you have got injuries like that, is it you have to sort of talk amongst yourselves more and make sure you're all sort of picking up the loose ends a little bit more?
Yeah, there's probably a few people in some uncomfortable situations which they wouldn't normally find themselves, but I think kudos to the girls. We all back each other and have each other's back at the end of the day, and that's really what's important.
Do you feel like this break comes at a good little time now? It's not till, what, end of January before we play Tasmania again?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've won with the bye round being our bye round being the first round back after Christmas, so we have a longer break. Yeah, and hopefully everyone will be ready to go by then.
Chance to get away and put the feet up. What's the Christmas plans?
Definitely the beach. Out of Canberra to the warmth.
Look at this, we had blue sky today. It's been lovely.
I'm in a ski jacket.
There is that. What about going forward? What are the obvious little things that you guys need to work on over the course of the next month before it's Tasmania, isn't it, next?
Yeah, I think it's really important. Tasmania have quite a good batting lineup, so really important for our bowlers to keep working on our plans and really bowling to our fields. That will be the key, I think.
And keep working on those little wins?
Yep, always.